Checkmate.
This is the Chestnut Checkers Podcast.
Checkmate.
Learn a new mindset to create wealth.
We need to be more independent thinkers, man.
Passive income.
Mathematics is precise.
A successful business.
Chess moves.
And money management strategies.
This is Chestnut Checkers.
Right, so we're going to discuss how we can make money this week. We're going to discuss how, what's going to happen with Neo, what happened on Friday. For the people that's in the Chestnut Checkers community, we're going to discuss how I knew that we could make some money at the end of the day, right? Because we knew Neo was going to. Now, I put out a put option on Thursday night, and I told people in the Chestnut Checkers room, I said, look, man, that stock's going to drop on Friday. Look, everybody said, what are you talking about? It's been up for four straight days. Why is it going to drop? Right? And people in the Chestnut Checkers room know I told them Thursday night that it was going to drop. How did I know that? How did I know that Neo was going to drop that Friday, right? Because by discussing how I knew, we can talk about what's going to happen next week or tomorrow on into Tuesday and maybe for the next couple of months. Now, with Neo, what happened? It was pretty simple. It's that it's two reasons why Neo fell. Now, I didn't know the first reason because I thought Neo would take us. I knew it was going down, right? Because I told everybody, I put out a signal to take out a put option on Thursday night. A lot of people made a lot of money with that put option, right? Because I said, look, man, Neo's going to fall Friday. We can make some money because it's going to fall Friday. That was on Thursday. Went down. We made some money. Now, how did I figure that out, right? Because I didn't know that there was a report was going to come out that said that Neo was going to drop. Now, I don't put too much stock in those reports. And we always talk about why I don't do that. Because if you understand how market cycles work, we know that stocks that are hot are oftentimes pushed down by the elite in order to get the price down so they can get in at a good price. Now, that's what I think is happening with Neo, but I didn't know that. You know, I didn't know that on Thursday night. So how did I know Neo was going to fall, right? Easy. Because what day is Friday? Options expire Friday. Whenever a stock goes up that much, that quickly, 4 days, right? On Friday, the people are going to execute those options. That's why it's so important to understand how the system works. People think these options are something abstract out there. People think that's just something that we're to know. There's somebody on the other end of that actually executing these things, taking delivery out of stocks and selling them instantly. Now you got all those in the money options, all those people taking delivery of those options, selling on Friday all day, pushing the stock down, right? So why does it go down even farther? Because of short sellers, right? For you, those of you who don't know what short sellers are, these are people who make money when a stock goes down. Now, if the stock's dropping that much, people pile onto it. The shorts pile onto it, pushing it even farther down because they're making money going down, right? So when this situation is happening, when these two things are happening in one trading day, you got a 90% chance the stock's going to go up before close. Now, before the close, I sent out a signal, and Stephanie knows she's in the CNC. I said, look, man, get into Neo right now because it's going to go up by the end of the day. It was on its way down, right? End of the day, bam, sent out a signal. Everybody made money in the last hour of the week. Now, I'm sorry, the last hour of the trading day. Now, that's because I knew that the shorts had to close. You know, that's why you have to understand how this whole market works. You got to understand because there's different people working, trying to get money every way. And we got to understand all those angles before we're able to predict things like this. And I'm going to get everybody there with enough time. The mentorship people were getting you there. The people in the CNC is a little slow, but we're going to get you there too. The people watching my lives, we're going to get you there. Because everybody thinks stocks is a simple game, right? Just pick a stock and it's a little bit deeper. It's a little bit deeper and simple because you have to understand all the players, man. Everybody's trying to make money. It's like in the streets, man. It's like being in the streets. Everybody's trying to make money off of everybody else. It's people trying to pimp people out, people trying to do stuff like this because everybody got an angle. Same thing in the market, man. Everybody has an angle. Everybody's trying to make money, maybe on a short, maybe on a put, maybe on a call, maybe on the stock itself, maybe on this. A lot of ways to make money off one stock called derivatives, right? But I knew that was going to happen because I knew it was going to close, right? So let's not talk about the past, right? Let's not talk about because that's not what's happening. You guys are here because you want to know what's coming next week, right? That's why we're all here. We want to know what's going to happen with Neo next week, right? So let's talk about the environment that we're going into next week, right? So whenever a stock goes down and went down 11% on Friday, you got a very high chance of a stock recovering the next day. Very high. Now, I'm going to put out a prediction. I'd say you. This is what could happen, right? And we got to say several scenarios, because when that scenario happens, we have to be able to see it, right? So we have to visualize several scenarios. Let's talk about one scenario. Now, we can wake up Monday morning, Neo's down in the pre-market. If that happens, it's going to go all the way. Something bad wrong with the earnings call on Tuesday. Remember, the earnings call is Tuesday morning. The earnings call is Tuesday morning. So if it's down in the pre-market, the correction's already started. That means that Neo's going to take a 10 to 30% drop over the next week, and that's what's going to happen, right? If we wake up on Monday morning, it's already down. That's what's going to happen, right? But what if we wake up on Monday morning, which I think more likely is to happen, it's going to be a little bit up, maybe 1 or 2%. We'll see it. Maybe not even a full percent. We'll wake up in the morning, Neo will be a little up, right? So what does that net tell us? What does that tell us, right? So that means that, let me see, is the earnings call Tuesday morning or Tuesday afternoon? I keep hearing different things. I believe it's Tuesday morning. Now, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, right? But I believe it's Tuesday morning. But let's talk about what's going to happen Monday. If I'm wrong, somebody tell me. Let's talk about what's going to happen Monday morning, right? If the aftermarket Tuesday, okay, so I'll tell you. So we'll just talk about it like that, right? So you got 2 days before the earnings call, right? So that means that if a stock goes down that bad on a Friday, the next trading day is Monday, you got a high probability of it going up that day. I would say between 2 and 8%. And I think it will continue into Tuesday into the earnings call, right? Got to remember, we'll see a slow up. What is it at 40? So it may go to 44, 45, you know, or maybe now I would say about 40. It'll be between 40 and 44 before the earnings call, right? But when that earnings call hits, that's when it's the real moment, right? That's when it's the time, the moment of truth, right? Because I would give it a 75% chance that we're going to see a drop in Neo right after that. I would say we got a 75% chance in Neo dropping, right? And the reason I say this is because we got a lot of wild money in Neo. These people panic and they're going to get rid of the stock as soon as it's already happening, right? But they're going to see a little recovery on Monday, Tuesday. They're going to be like, you know, oh, okay, well, it's okay. You know, I'm going to keep it, right? Or whatever. So as soon as it starts dropping on Tuesday, it's going to be a wild rush to sell that stock, right? And I'm saying this is my scenario. Now, the earnings call is very, very instrumental in this. It's instrumental in this because on the earnings call, if they say something that's astronomically better than we thought, yeah, it's going to go up. It won't happen. But if they give us what we expected or slightly more, it's going to tank after earnings. That's what's one of the hardest things for beginners to understand. The hardest thing for a beginner to understand is that if they exceeded earnings, people thought they were going to do this, they did this more. Why is it going down? It's because of the way options work. It's the way the option sellers work, option buyers work, is that they buy on the news, sell on the rumor. So as soon as buy on the rumor, sell on the news. So as soon as that news comes out, the news is the earnings call. There's no reason to hold the stock anymore. So they sell it, causing the stock to go down. Now that could trigger a correction. And that's expected, right? And that's what I'm telling you guys, is because it's expected. My first mob got was 600. That's pretty good. But it's expected. It's expected to do that, right? So we think that Neo is going to correct, right? That means that once it reaches a certain point, it's like a balloon, right? You got to take a little air out the balloon. It's not going to keep going straight up. It's not going to go straight up, right? It's going to come back down on rubber. So that's called a correction. So I think Neo, if that happens, if the earnings call, it doesn't exceed expectations greatly. It's what we expected or a little more. What was going to happen after the earnings call is we're going to see a 10 to 30% correction. Like Tesla did, right? Right after that, a battery day. It's the same scenario. Same scenario. So I actually told you guys about that. I said, look, man, Tesla's going down to 300. It was at 450. I said after earning that call, after the battery day, it's going to drop to 300. It got to 308 and bounced back up. It's the same scenario here. Neo will take a correction. It'll go down. You know, it'll bounce down to about, I would say, the high 20s, mid 30s range. And then it's going to stay and bounce back up. Now, that's the first scenario. The second scenario is that earnings is very, very good. And it exceeds. It just goes straight back up. So I'm not concerned with this, right? So I'm just letting you guys know because I don't want anybody to panic. I don't want you guys to panic when it goes down to 35, you know, 20, 29, you know, between the late 20s, mid 30s. I don't want anybody to panic because it's expected. We expect it to go down there, right? We expect it. So that's okay. You know, so that's why I'm saying you have to be logical. You have to be, you know, remove those emotions. You got to have a long-term plan. We got to think like we do in the Chestnut Checkers room. You have to think strategically, right? Because when we panic, that's what the market wants you to do. When you go crazy and panic sell and greed buy, that's what the market, that's actually called, they joke about you. They go to that back rooms and they call it giving money to the market, right? Because that's what you're doing. When you buy too high and you sell too low, you're giving money to the market. We all know, especially in the mentorship program, we know that the stock market is a what's called a zero sum game. What that means is that any dollar you make out of the market, you took it from somebody else. The market doesn't create money. That's what I want you guys to understand. The market doesn't create money. It's money goes in, money out. That's it. So if 1,000 goes in, 1,000 comes out. It gets redistributed. Some people get a little more, some people get a little less. But that's the only thing that can happen. You're in competition with somebody else, somewhere else. You're in the competition with them. So you got to understand that it's a competition, right? Whoever gets out wins. And that's how it is in stocks. Because eventually, and I know this is hard to understand too, all stocks go to zero with enough time. With enough time, every single stock on this planet will go to zero. Now, it may not happen in our lifetime. It may happen in our grandkids' lifetime, but every stock will eventually go to zero, right? Every option will end up being worthless. So with enough time, they all end up worthless, right? So let's talk a little bit about the second stock that, you know, I've been talking about for the last 2 weeks and why it's already been doing well. And you guys know I've been talking about that for what? The last, what, 2-3 months? A lot of people have made a lot of money in Riot so far. A lot of people have made money because Riot, I talked about buying the option, what, 2 months ago? I talked about buying Riot, when a lot of people are already up 60, 70, 80%, right? How many of you guys bought that Riot option we talked about, what, 2 months ago? I want to see how much are you up? How much is everybody up? I know I'm up like 70, 80% right now on that particular option. So anybody else bought that Riot option we talked about a couple of months ago? I know I'm up, I think 75 or 80% right now. But let's talk a little bit about Riot because it's not too late. And like I said, I encourage you guys, I don't want you guys to take what I say and run with it. That would be stupid. You don't know who I am. I could be some crazy dude in a garage somewhere. You don't know, right? So listen to what I say. You take that information and you find your own, because that's what we want to do. We want to make sure. I don't want you guys to take what I say and run with it. That's crazy. I want you to listen to what I say. I want you to take it to heart, and I want you to go out and find the information on your own. I want you to be better than me. I want you guys to know more than I do. I want you to come to me and say, Mondo, you're doing this wrong. That's what I want for you guys. I don't want you just taking my information and running with it, because I want to teach you guys. I hate to use this cliche, but I want to teach you guys how to fish. I don't want to fish for you guys and give you the fish, because that doesn't help you, because you always got to come back to me for the fish. I want you guys to learn how to fish. I want you guys to go out and get me a fish, you know, go out and get me a big fish. You know, that's what I want for you guys. Right. But back to what I was saying, if you don't know how to buy options, just DM me and I'll set you up with some classes. Right. So we do have classes. We've got a mentorship program for some of you guys. That's almost full now. The mentorship is almost full now. So I think we got 3 or 4 spots left, because there's been a great demand for that right now. I only got so much time to give to people. So I got 3 or 4 spots, I believe, right now. So that's, you know, that's about it. So, but back to what I was saying is that Riot, right? So why is Riot doing well? Why is Riot up 60, 70, 80% for some people? Well, it's because 2 months ago, I've been predicting the rise of Bitcoin for the last year, right? Right. And I've been telling you guys about certain stocks for the last year. I'm not one of these Johnny come latelys that just talk. You go back, you scroll back on their timeline. They just talked about stocks back in April of this year. Now, when somebody's doing that, you need to be worried. If you're following somebody like that, you need to change your strategy, right? Because where was the dude last year, the year before? They wasn't around. 90% of these dudes out here talking about it wasn't around. You know where I was 3 years ago? I was on the floor of the NASDAQ. That's where I was at. You know where I was at 4 years ago? I was developing software to pick stocks out and winning awards for. That's where I was at. These other dudes were God knows where else, right? And they pop up out of nowhere and they're selling you stuff, telling you that they know about stocks. Now, how are you going to know in a year? Why weren't you talking about this last year? You know, the year before that, they wasn't around. That's why they can't pick these stocks. That's why they don't know all the things that we teach you guys in the mentorship program, right? So, but let's talk about Bitcoin, because Bitcoin directly relates to Riot blockchain. And that's why we're making so much money on Riot. Now, I told you guys about it a couple of months ago. We've been talking about Riot because that's one of my most, the most potential field stocks that I have in the portfolio. Now, in the mentorship program, we've been breaking that down, and Stephanie knows, she's one of my first mentorees that I've ever had. You know, she's been here for about 3-4 months now. But she knows that we, every mentorship program, we talk about these. We talk about these particular things, right? And we always break down Riot. And I've told them why I thought it was months ago. A lot of them got into a lot of, making good amount of money. We haven't sold yet, I hope, but we are. Now, why is Riot so important when it comes to Bitcoin? Well, it's the way Bitcoin works. And now you got to understand this too. That's what I'm saying, is that we, to understand these markets, I can't just jump into it in March and act like I know everything, because you need, it's a lot to it. You can't just, you know, it's a lot to it. If you need to, you know, it's not that easy. You don't just jump right into it. No, man, because you have to understand, right? It's like, you can learn. I'm not saying you can't. Now it's, people in my class is already are trading stocks at a high level already, you know, within the first few weeks, right? But I'm talking about the deeper things, you know, the nuanced things, the more, you know, the more complex plays I do, you got to understand this stuff. You know, it takes a long time to get that. Now, how did I know about Riot? Let's talk about Riot is. Let's talk about what Bitcoin is. And you got to understand both of these to be able to make that prediction that Riot is going to go up. Now, the way Bitcoin works, right, is that there's 21 million Bitcoins that can ever be created, if you guys don't understand. Bitcoin is a currency that will disrupt the world economy, right? It's already doing it. The first Bitcoin I ever bought was $100. It's $16,000 today. Now, it's already disrupted. It's already created wealth for a lot of people. It's already shown what it can do. A lot of you guys are sitting on the sidelines, scared. Now, I called it out back in March. It was at $3,000. I said, you know, if I were you, I'd start buying Bitcoin. I put up a timeline the other day because a lot of people didn't remember. All the times this year, I said buy Bitcoin. But let's get back to the point of Riot, right? So Bitcoin have to be created. Somebody has to create it. So they're created by what's called a mining rig. A mining rig is a complex computer that runs complex mathematics to be able to create Bitcoin. So they create Bitcoin has to be created by this process, right? So it is a lot deeper than that, but I don't want to, you know, take all your time with this. So let's just say they create Bitcoins, right? So somebody has to run these machines. Somebody has to manage these machines, right? And so every so many minutes, Bitcoins get created out of this machine. Now, most Bitcoins have already been created. 18 million have already been created. That's 3 million left. And it's every few minutes, you know, a certain amount of six and a quarter Bitcoins get created in the whole world, right? So these machines make them on a regular interval, right? On a regular interval. So there's companies out there that have warehouses full of these, what's called mining rigs, that create Bitcoins, right? It takes a lot of work. Takes a lot of electricity, takes a lot of processing power, right? So it's expensive. So for example, it may cost you $10,000 in electricity, hardware cost, and so on to create a Bitcoin, right? So back when Bitcoin was $11,000, that means you're making $1,000 per Bitcoin, right? It costs you $10,000 to create a Bitcoin and you sell it for $11,000. That's $1,000 profit, right? But as the price of Bitcoin rises, your costs remain about the same. But your profit's going up, because when Bitcoin goes to $12,000, you're still talking about $10,000 to create a Bitcoin. So now you're making double your profit, not $1,000, $2,000. So as Bitcoin goes up more, now $15,000. It's still taking you roughly $10,000 to create a Bitcoin. Now, you see what I'm saying? Your profit is triple, it's quadruple, it's five times, six times. As Bitcoin price rises, these mining companies do extraordinarily well, right? Riot is a mining company. So by buying an option in Riot, Riot's price will rise as Bitcoin goes up. It's an easy play to make money on the rise of Bitcoin. Now, there's risk. Anything could happen. We don't know what's going to happen with the price of Bitcoin, but the probability is high. Right? We're already making money. We're already up 50, 60, 70%. Bitcoin's price will continue to rise. Riot blockchain will also continue to rise. Now, the problem with Riot blockchain is not a lot of volume. So it's a choppy chart. The prices are kind of weird, but that will change with time, right? So That's the play on Riot. Now, Bitcoin is another play, right? Now, and like I said, and I've been telling you guys this for 6 months, I've been talking about it, and you guys know, is that as the price of Bitcoin rises, we'll see a lot of these people jumping into Bitcoin also, claiming they knew about it. But they didn't know because nobody's talking about it now, very few people. As Bitcoin price rises to 18, 19, 20,000, all of a sudden, all these people will have workshops, ebooks, lives, all talking about Bitcoin in a frantic, uneducated way. I don't like the word uneducated. Let's say an unfounded way. They'll be frantically talking about it, talking about they know how to do it or whatever like that. And some of you guys get tricked by that and you believe that. And that's what I'm saying. You got to be careful. If you're not talking about it now, they don't know about it. It's only a few people right now that even talk about Bitcoin now, right? But as Bitcoin rises, as the frenzy start, which it will, a lot of these people are going to jump onto it. The same people that jumped into stocks and claim they knew about it, right? But I'm letting you guys know this so you'll be have your guard up. You'll understand you know, what this is, a trend. People jump on trends and people try to profit from trends, right? And that's what happens every 2 or 3 years. A trend comes out, everybody jumps on it and act like they know everything about it. Now, you need to focus on the people who knew about it before it blew up. Those are the people you need to follow. It may not even be me. I'm not saying follow me, but there's other people out there. You know, you got the blockchain, you got crypto tycoon. He's one. You got a bunch of people out there that have been talking about Bitcoin for years. Those are the people you got to follow. When Bitcoin blows up, those are the ones you watch. You don't follow a Johnny come lately that just talking about it once it already blew up. And that's what I'm saying is that sometimes it's hard for people to understand the difference, right? And that's why you guys get led astray by people who really don't know what they're talking about. But back to what I was saying, right? So we got Bitcoin, which I believe is going to at least 100,000 by the end of, into next year. I say close to it at least. So I think that year is going to be very, very instrumental because all the news is around us. All the news is basically telling us, right? Because sometimes I look at these headlines and then it's basically screaming at you to buy Bitcoin. I mean, like I'll give you a good example. Joe Biden has put 2 Bitcoin specialists in his cabinet. Now, why would he do that? Why would he do that unless he is expecting it to go up? Like, that's what I understand sometimes is that sometimes the headlines almost tell us what to buy, right? And a lot of people stand back scared, afraid, not wanting to do it. They kind of, inside you know you should do it, but you step back because you're afraid. But the headlines are telling us. They're telling us what to do, right? Like I said, I haven't read a chart in 6 months. Like everybody thinks that, you know, some traders do it, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. But I don't even read charts. I read a chart last week, I'm not going to lie. I did read a chart when Zoom fell below the RSI. That means it was oversold. And I bought an option. I talked about it in the Chestnut Checkers community. And we made some money like that. But that was the only chart I've read in 6 months. I don't read charts. I mean, I know how to read them. I'm not saying that, but I haven't read them for all of these things in 6 months. The last time I read charts was when the market was crashing back in March, April. I did read them then because there was a lot of opportunity for puts and shorts, right? So there was a lot of chart reading back then. But coming out of that, I haven't read charts in a while. And that's what I'm telling you is that a lot of these things, and I'm not saying don't read charts. That's one tool to use in certain markets. That's one tool to use in certain situations, right? I just haven't had to go to that particular tool in the last 6 months. And I'm not saying it's not bad. You got to learn it because you have different tools for every possible scenario. And I just haven't went to that particular toolbox for the last 6 months, but I will eventually. And I have went to it. I said last week or the week before last, I did do a call on Zoom when it fell below a certain indicator. It's called RSI fell below 30. It means that it was an oversold condition, which means that normally it does come back after an oversold condition. I think NEO is gonna recover a little bit tomorrow and probably into Tuesday. It probably will. It'll recover a little bit tomorrow, a little bit into Tuesday. And then I say 70% of chance is gonna trigger a correction on Tuesday at the earnings call. So that means we're talking about wherever it's at, it'll go down 10 to 30% after that. If the earnings are not extraordinarily. If they're not extraordinarily earnings, which means it's not evil, it's not what we expected or a little bit. If it's what we expected or a little bit more, that means that it's going to crash. write down 10 to 30%, but don't get afraid, because that's correct. That's expected. Don't panic selling to that, because that's expected. Now, no stock goes straight up. We gotta understand that. Stocks don't go straight up. We know about market cycles. The elite have to push this stock back down in the accumulation phase so that they're able to get in, because a lot of times when these stocks take off, the elite they panic. They're like, man, we missed this. This is something that we missed. How can we slow this down? All right, put out a report that said this stock is falling. And I forgot what company done that, but it's a pretty big company that puts out short reports. That's what's called a short attack. Short attack is what happens when a lot of these companies put out reports saying the stock's going to fall. People panic and sell, actually pushing the stock. It's like a predetermined scenario, right? Is that they say it's going to happen, so that actually makes it happen. It's a little bit of market manipulation, but that means that NEO probably will correct, right? But that doesn't stop the strength of a stock normally. That just temporarily holds it down so that the leak can get in, right? And then we start back over the four stages of the market cycle. We got accumulation phase, markup, distribution, markdown, right? So markdown is what they're doing now, the last stage of the four. So once we get to markdown, it leads us into back to the accumulation phase, in which the elite get in at a cheaper price, and then they push it back up again. So that's why it's so important to understand the four market cycles. Accumulation phase, markup, distribution, markdown. Accumulation phase, markup, distribution, markdown. Accumulation phase, it just keeps going over and over. That's how a chart goes up, right? It's because the elite have to push it down to make sure that they're able to get in, because they don't like to miss money. They don't like that you guys are making money and they're not, right? Like I said, I called out NEO when it was $12. I called out Zoom when it was $120. I called out several stocks over the last, I'm like 95% right for the last 12 months. 95, I called out gold back in December, right? Someone want to know, can Bitcoin be bought fractional? Yes, Bitcoin can be bought fractional. Bitcoin can be bought fractional. Like I said, I'm 95-96% right this year. And like people say, oh man, somebody wrote me last, I got mad. I mean, anybody could be writing this market. Okay, so let's go before. Back in December, I was calling stuff out, you know. Before all of this happened. Back 2 years ago, I was calling stuff out. So when did this, you know, so I know this market is, and I always admit it. I'll tell you, it's extraordinarily easy to make money in this market. It is. And that's why it's so important that you guys sitting on the sideline scared, you're going to miss one of the only opportunities of our entire life to make this type of money easily. You can make a lot of money right now. And I think the bull market's going to continue until next year. Well, you may have 6 months left. And that's what I'm saying. A lot of people are going to miss this extraordinary with Bitcoin, with right, all these stocks, with options. You're going to miss your chance sitting on the sidelines. Sorry, scared. You're going to miss it. And that's what I fear for so many people, man, is that one of the worst things that can happen in life, one of the worst things that can happen is that 5, 10, 15 years from now, you're going to be sitting and you're going to be thinking, and you may see a sign or something that reminds you of this time. You may even hear about your friend who buys a house, buys a car, buys another vacation home or something like that. And he's going to say, hey, man, remember that back in, you know, 2020? I got all that money in the stock market. Now, you know, I'm a multimillionaire, whatever, you know, whatever the case may be. And you're gonna feel bad about that. That's one of the worst two words in the English language are what if. That I'd rather get punched in the face than you have to sit on the bed staring up thinking what if. I'd rather somebody just punch me in the face, get it over with. Because what if is a horrible thing to think about. Imagine when you're 80 years old, 90 years old, maybe 100, laying in your bed, looking up, can't move, can't walk, staring at the ceiling thinking, what if? What if I would have took that chance? What if I would have gotten in the market like my friends? What if I would have taken more risk with my money when I was younger? Well, why didn't I do that? I mean, I'm 80, 90 years old, that money didn't even matter. Now, why didn't I take that chance? Why didn't I jump? Why didn't I do that? That's what I want to avoid. I don't know about you guys, but that's what I want to. So, I hope you guys have a great night. Thanks for joining.